This is Apollo Control. Five hours, 6 minutes.
All right, down.
Okay, I copy.
We've had loss of signal from the command module Kesper as it went behind the moon. During that front side pass, the command module pilot, Ken Mattingly, was passed some flight plan updates for the orbital science phase of the mission. Orion, meanwhile, at Descartes landing site, is going through the post-landing checklist, all the power-down procedures to conserve electrical power, and we're still up and live at 105.06.
You really want to do this, don't you, Houston?
Go ahead, Orion. Orion, this is Houston. Say again.
It works. It works.
What was that, John? What worked?
Goes right into gimbal lock.
Okay, good show.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. That's a sad feeling just to watch that thing go over.
And Jim, the old ED bats are hanging in there, 37 each.
Okay, we copy, and I have T-17 through T-21 when you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Okay, T-17, 106.25.05.65. T-18, 108. 23.36.87. T-19, 110 plus 22 plus 08.13. T-20, 112 plus 20 plus 39.04. T-21, 114 plus 19 plus 10.65. Over.
Okay, T-17, 106, 25, plus 0565. 18 is 108.23.36.87. 19 is 110.22.08.13. 20 is 112.20.39.04. 21 is 114 hours, 19 minutes, and 10.65 seconds.
Good read back.
Jim, I got a question for you. I'm on page 1-5. My circuit breaker power down. Row 3, it has us pushing in the, leaving the primary S-band and the comm. Power amp and transmitter receiver closed. We have them open right now. What would you prefer?
Stand by. Okay, Charlie, leave those open.
Roger. And also the S-band antenna is open, and I'll leave that open. How about the cabin fan control? Do you guys want that one closed?
Stand by. Ryan, go ahead and open that cabin fan control.
Roger, it's open. Jim, in my 2 o'clock position, about right on the rim of that little ridge we described earlier, there's a fresh little crater that is about 10 meters across, and it just loaded with little 30, 40 centimeter blocks around it. Over.
Okay, we copy.
Looks like you can see these blocks in the walls of that little crater. Looks like the thing is going to be pretty blocky in the regolith.
Roger, we copy.
And Houston, it really is bright outside. The surface looks almost white to me. Okay, Jim, we're about to power down the AC.
Roger.
You want these basic heaters on high, Houston?
Stand by. Stand by, we're thinking about it. Roger, Orion, keep the Mesa heaters on high.
Mesa heaters on high.
This is Apollo Control at 105 hours, 20 minutes. Here in Mission Control, we've completed a shift handover. Flight Director Pete Frank has relieved Flight Director Jerry Griffin. And we will have a change of shift press briefing in about 15 minutes. This briefing will be held in the main auditorium, Building 1, and that's about 15 minutes from now. The crew aboard Orion on the lunar surface at Descartes at the present time is completing their post-landing checklist, getting the lunar module configured so that they can begin a rest period prior to their first extravehicular activity. The original flight plan had called for them to begin EVA immediately after landing. However, because of the landing three revolutions late, or approximately 6 hours later than planned, the crew suggested and Mission Control concurred that it would be wiser to have them try to get some sleep before going out onto the lunar surface. The flight planning is progressing an hour at a time, a page at a time on the flight plan, and a day at a time. Right now, we're planning for the first EVA to be essentially a normal EVA. There has been some discussion of possibly curtailing or deleting EVA 3. However, no decision has been reached on this at the present time.
How do you read now, Jim?
Loud and clear, Charlie.
Okay, we'll leave the power amp on or in secondary. Do you want the function switch to range as checklist calls? It's an off reset now.
Stand by. Okay, Orion, you can go to range on that.
This is Apollo Control at 105 hours, 28 minutes. We're about 22 minutes away from reacquiring the command module, Casper. The lunar module on the surface is in a stable configuration. Everything looks good at this time. We're presently ready to begin the change of shift news briefing in the main auditorium at the Manned Spacecraft Center, Building 1. We'll switch to that at this time.